Hello students, in this module we will discuss biodiversity and conservation. So let me discuss first what is the biodiversity. Biodiversity, split the word bio plus diversity. Bio means living forms, life, variation in living forms, or you can say variety in life forms. Okay, types of the biodiversity. We have three types of the biodiversity: genetic diversity, species diversity, ecological diversity. Genetical or genetic diversity means a single species might show high diversity at genetic level over its distributional range. The genetic variation shown by the medicinal plants, for example, Rowalfia vomitoria. Okay, these plants distributed all over the world, but in Himalayan region they have better genetic constitutions so that they can produce more concentration of the chemicals that is useful for medicinal purpose. Number two, species diversity. At species level, for example, in India, Western Ghats have a greater amphibians species diversity than the Eastern Ghats. Number three, ecological diversity. At ecosystem level, for example, in India, deserts, rainforests, mangroves, coral reefs, wetlands. So we have variety of life forms in the ecological level of diversity. Patterns of the biodiversity. Here we will discuss two attributes: latitudinal gradients and species area relationship. So latitudinal gradients, see, we have 23.5 north to 23.5 south. This area is known as tropics. So in these tropical level, we have more and more diversity because here temperature is favorable, humidity, food, and solar radiation is available. So that's why productivity of the plant more in this area. For example, Amazon rainforest in South America has the greatest biodiversity on the earth. It is home to more than 40,000 species of plants, 3,000 species of the fish, 300 species of the birds. And this is also known as lungs of the planet. Species area relationship. X-axis is the horizontal axis and Y is the vertical axis. So at Y-axis, species richness, and X-axis, area. Okay. So great German naturalist and geographer Alexander von Humboldt observed that within a range or within a region, species richness increased with increasing explored area, but only up to a limit. Okay, in this graph, he told, if you will increase the area, and definitely number of species, or you can say species richness, will be more, but a particular limit. Okay, so he observed two types of graph, A and B. For a smaller region, he observed hyperbola. Okay, and for a larger region, larger geographical region, or you can say country, he observed steeper line. Okay. So here we have log S equal to log C plus Z log A. S means species richness, A means area, or you can say geographical area, Z slope of the line, regression coefficient, C is the Y intercept. So ecologists have discovered that the value of the Z lies in the range of 0.1 to 0.2 for a smaller region. But if you analyze the species area relationship among very large areas like entire continent, then you will find that the slope of the line to be much steeper, Z value in the range of 0.6 to 1.2, for example. For frugivores, fruit-eating birds and mammals in the tropical rainforest of different continents, the slope is found to be 1.15. Loss of biodiversity. Extinction of a species continuously going on. The IUCN Red List 2005 documents the extinction of 784 species. Some examples of recent extinction include the dodo, quagga, thylacine, steeler, sea cow, and three species of tiger like Bali, Javan, Caspian, etc. Now we will discuss what are the causes of biodiversity loss. So there are four causes mainly categorized: habitat loss and fragmentation, over exploitation, alien species invasion, extinction. First, habitat loss and fragmentation. Deforestation is the main cause. Amazon forest is harboring millions of species and now is being cut and cleared for cultivation of soya beans. So that's why deforestation is done by human activities and many species are become homeless. Second point is over exploitation. Humans have depended on nature for food and shelter, but when need turns to greed, it leads to over exploitation of natural resources. Number three, alien species invasion. So these species we have introduced for our benefit, but eventually they destroyed indigenous species. For example, Nile perch, Parthenium, Lantana, and water hyacinth. Number four, coextinction. One species become extinct, the plant and animal species associated with it in a obligatory way also becomes extinct, and we can say they are made for each other. Biodiversity conservation. Why should we conserve biodiversity? Many regions are there. We are taking direct benefits like food, fruit, medicines from the forest. So that's why we should conserve biodiversity for our future, so that in future we can derive all these things. How do we conserve biodiversity? So we have two ways. In situ means on site conservation. In this approach, plant material, plants, animals, or you can say microorganisms occurs or confined to the specific region and not found anywhere else. So this phenomenon is known as endemism. So we can conserve we can protect full area, full geographical area. We can biosphere reserve, we can make biosphere reserve, natural parks and sanctuaries. Next approach is ex situ or off-site. In this approach, threatened animals and plants are taken out from their natural habitat and placed in a special setting where they can be protected and given special care. Geological parks, botanical garden, wildlife sanctuaries, and some biological techniques, cryopreservation. In this technique, we can conserve plant propagules, sperms, ovums in very low temperature. In future, we can use for breeding programs, and we can set seed banks. So these are the some measures for biodiversity conservation. Thank you.